but it appears to be a ship that, at least in theory, was at one stage coming from Iran, which obviously is also subject to sanctions. And it may well be that all of that is true and that it is sanctioned, but it's still a very big deal, isn't it? Not just because of stealing the oil and putting it somewhere, but much more importantly, what it says about, you know, the ability of Venezuela to continue to do business in the modern world without Donald Trump putting more pressure on it. And I think that's the question, isn't it, Sarah? Are we talking about a gradual ratcheting up towards something or not?
Yes, I think we are. A little bit of background. Our Americasters will be very well aware that there have been over 20 US strikes now on boats that America says is smuggling cocaine to America from Venezuela. There has been CIA covert actions sanctioned inside the country, according to Donald Trump, and a huge buildup of military forces in the region as well, both land and sea forces. And Donald Trump muses every so often about the possibility of a land invasion. So I think we don't know exactly what he's going to do, but I think we do know what his aim is, and that is regime change. He wants Nicolas Maduro out in Venezuela. He doesn't like him. He's a far-left ruler who is no friend of the United States, no friend of Donald Trump, does most of his business with China, and Trump has decided he wants to get rid of him. I don't know if he has decided whether he's prepared to go to war to do it, but I think he's prepared to use a fair amount of American muscle to see how much pressure it will take to topple Maduro.